Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. We've got a great show for you today. I have Allison Carty with me. Allison Carty is a career truth teller who believes in living a life that actually feels like your own. She and her team have helped nearly 200 professionals find a great career fit through her proven clarity process. She is a frequent speaker at universities and alumni groups, including Harvard, MIT, Georgetown, and her alma mater, the University of Maryland. Allison is the author of the bestseller, Career Grease, How to Get Unstuck and Pivot Your Career. Her work has been featured on Monster, Forbes, The Muse, Undercover Recruiter, and The Washington Post. Her home on the web is at cartycareercoaching.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Allison.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, Allison, why don't you take a few minutes and fill us in on your bio and some of the gaps and how you got where you are today?
Definitely. Well, the work that I do as a career coach is basically helping people to find an alignment between who they are and the work that they're doing in the world. I think a lot of people wind up falling into a particular career path, or they may kind of have been pushed a certain way by family or social pressures. And many times they wake up one day and think, this doesn't feel like me. This isn't challenging enough. This isn't really playing to my strengths. And the work that my team and I do is to help those people identify and get clarity around what career direction would be a terrific fit for them so that they can wake up Monday morning and probably not every Monday is going to be amazing, but, you know, more often than not, feel like they're on track and actually living their life.
Sure. So what's your background and really got you where you are today with your career and how you found your career choice?
Definitely. Well, the place where I often start is the fact that I was raised to be scared in one of the kindest ways possible. So my parents loved me a ton. I'm so grateful for them. They are incredible and wonderful people. But one of the things that they also conveyed to me was really the importance of keeping me safe. And one of the ways to stay safe was really to become small and quiet and to not really actively participate in life, but just to kind of follow along and do what I was told. And one of the ways that that manifested itself was when I was in college at the University of Maryland, I really didn't know how to navigate that world. And I kind of went to the same places that I had been familiar with growing up, which for me, I was a swimmer, were to class, to the pool, and to eat. And I was really terrified to try anything different or to push the limits that had been kind of self-imposed and also taught to me. And I remember at one point, it felt like I was inside a box that was too small for me. Like I had big wings and I was like all crumpled up and crushed inside of there, just trying to do what I was told, trying to follow kind of the safe boundaries that I had been taught. And I decided one day to do the scariest thing that I could think of at the time. And I was in the DC area. So the scariest thing that I could think of was to hop on Metro and to go to the Smithsonian, which is like this, the National Mall and all the museums. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go by myself. I'm not going to tell my parents where I'm going. I'm going to see what happens. And I remember on that Metro ride, I had kind of my college hoodie, my backpack with like an apple and some water. And I was crunched up against the side of the Metro car, absolutely terrified for the entire ride. My palms were sweating, my heart was pounding, It was so unfamiliar and uncomfortable. And I really believed like a mental imaginary story in my head that something bad was going to happen to me because this was new. I thought that there would be like Harry Potter dementors who would come after me if my dad didn't find out what I was doing. And so I took that ride absolutely terrified. We pulled into the station, went up the escalator. It was like a gray day. And I walked over to a bench on the mall where I sat down and I just looked around for a little bit. What I saw were tourists walking the mall. I saw kind of the locals going for their lunchtime jog. And I realized as I like sat there and drank my water and ate my apple that nothing bad had actually happened to me, that all of the worries and the fears were not really true, and that I was completely safe in that moment. It was a real turning point for me in terms of switching from really trying to stay small and safe to trying to express myself more, be more active in my own life, and to take some risks and to kind of try it out. And the reason I tell that story, it might sound like a little bit of a variant from career coaching, but I think it's really a metaphor for a lot of what finding your own career is like. It is scary and it is vulnerable and it's unfamiliar oftentimes to do that. But I've lived with fear, and I know that side of the equation. And I've also been on the other side of fear when you move through it and kind of see the reality. And I know how to guide people through their fear into a life that really feels like their own.
Do you think that it's fear that holds most people back from achieving what they could really achieve or being what they want to be or even discovering what it is they want to be?
There can be a lot of different factors. Fear is certainly one of them. I think that careers are kind of tricky in particular because they affect so many aspects of our life. They affect our level of fulfillment, our financial health, our personal time, our overall identity. And I think oftentimes people think, well, it's my career. It deals with me. I should just know this. Like, it should be obvious. It should be clear. It should be easy. And it's actually the opposite. Because careers are so much a part of ourselves and so close to us, what I find is people can really get spun in circles and confused about what they're even wanting. And having somebody who can be an external perspective, who is neutral but supportive to really help you to clarify what's going on, can be immensely helpful. And all too often, I think people have this notion like, oh, I should just know this. I should just have it figured out. But in my experience, we work with really smart, capable people. And it's tricky to figure out on your own, particularly if you haven't had a supportive social environment that has kind of helped you find your way as you've gone through your career decisions.
So then tell us a little bit then about your business and then how it shaped your lifestyle today.
Well, I've been running this business since 2009. And for a long time, I did it by myself. And then I brought on three coaches in 2016 who have been delivering our coaching programs, and then another three coaches in 2017. And what I've learned through that process is really how to systematize the career coaching work that we do so that we can repeatedly get a good result for many different clients. And in terms of my own personal life, I think bringing on a team has been really interesting in terms of the shift of the role that I play. So instead of just doing the coaching, I'm really more leading the business and the marketing and overseeing our operations to ensure that we're giving good quality service to our clients. That's really important. And also just having a good team culture and environment.
Good. So what do you think or feel that two of your greatest skill sets are that have really helped you succeed in owning your own business?
The two that come first to them to my mind are delegation and systematization. So I think that in the small business world, it can be really tempting or easy to get stuck in recreating the wheel every time or trying to do everything yourself. And I think that what has allowed our business to grow has really been my ability to collaborate, to understand, okay, here's what we're doing repeatedly, here's kind of the system. And once that's clear, then other people can do it, and also other people can have input into how the systems are running so that overall we can improve.
Okay, great. So what do you feel that one of your most outstanding accomplishments is that you've achieved so far in your career that's pretty meaningful for you?
I think that the biggest thing that I've only recently kind of come to realize is I have a really high level of integrity in terms of, I know that, you know, you can sell people a lot of different things, but I really feel very proud that what we are selling to our clients is effective and it really does help them to move their lives forward and to feel more confident and more clear and more on track with their career. I didn't necessarily realize that I had such a high standard until I kind of got to talking to some people and I realized, oh, we are taking everybody who is the right fit for our programs, who actually shows up and participates. We're taking them from feeling confused or stuck or just not sure what they want to coming out the other side of our programs, feeling clear and confident at a very high percentage. So I'm really proud of that consistency and the great work that we're doing for our clients.
Oh, that's great. How about one of your biggest obstacles or challenges and then how you've faced that or worked through it?
My biggest challenge, and it took me years, was to understand marketing messaging. I think one of the things that went hand in hand with, or that goes hand in hand with my integrity is I'm really honest. And for many years, I kept trying to show people the whole process that we would take them through, sort of like if you're trying to show somebody or sell them on running a marathon, I would show them like, yeah, you're going to have to get up early in the morning and your feet might hurt, it might be painful. And I didn't understand for a long time that in marketing, you always want to be honest. You never want to be deceitful, but it's not necessarily showing a complete picture. It's showing the finish line, the attractive result, not necessarily the path to get there. So I banged my head against the wall for a long time on that, and I had a big block until I finally understood that marketing is a little bit of a different animal.
Yeah, it's more about creating the interest.
Exactly.
That's how I try to explain to people is your marketing pieces should get people excited or help them to have an understanding like this is something I'd want to achieve, like you said, the end result. But so often people, and I know I've done that myself, is I feel like I have some of those same characteristics. I want to be honest. I want to do a really good job. So we have a tendency to give everybody everything. And what I know is that you got to create that interest and then be honest about what you can provide, but you don't, when you give too much information, you lose the client before you've ever got the client, if that makes any sense at all.
It makes a lot of sense, you know, where I'm sitting right now. Yeah, it's the way I think about it is we're really helping people to get to some desired future result, and they need to have an emotional interest, like you're saying, or attachment to that future to kind of pull them through the process. But the marketing and the sales is really to help them to connect to that future so they can be excited and get involved and then get to where they want to go.
Great. So what does working from your happy place actually mean to you?
For me, I love growing and I love creating. So I'm really interested in, to kind of tie back to my original story, to looking for those places where I'm feeling scared and to go right for them. I think that's where the biggest growth often is. So I love growing. I love creating and also collaborating with my team has been a real joy, something that I didn't necessarily anticipate, but it's a lot of fun.
So we're going to have you give a little bit of advice here to entrepreneurs in a minute, but I want to go back to your story. So you are at college, and do you mind if I ask, what were you pursuing in college? Like, because this is all about you helping other people find their perfect career. So you're going to college. What'd you go to college for?
Accounting.
Okay. Which is really interesting. I want to dig into your story a little bit more. And so you're on this accounting path. And so how did you, or did you realize at the end of your 4 years, or did you actually get a job as an accountant? Did you work in that field?
Definitely. So I knew accounting was the wrong fit for me kind of from day one. My mom actually went through a career change from being a teacher to being an accountant, and it was a wonderful switch for her. And I think my parents just thought, okay, we've figured out this career thing. Just go be an accountant, and that's going to work for you. So they really pushed me kindly towards it, and they supported me with school. Like I said, I feel a lot of gratitude for them. Unfortunately, I don't like details or arbitrary rules, so it was not a good fit for me. I did go through school. I could do the work okay. I got a job as an accountant, but I was really kind of internally tossing and turning all throughout school into those early years in the workforce, knowing that it wasn't the right fit for me, but not having a clue how to move from, okay, I know what I don't want, to figuring out what I do want.
Right.
I tried a lot of different things. I think I fell into some errors that a lot of our clients fall into in terms of trying to think your way to an answer. I was at one point cleaning out an old closet, and I found just like stacks of printouts and journals and ideas. And you could see my brain was really trying to figure it out. And it was actually a lot of kind of unproductive churn. I was doing it by myself, and I didn't know how to take ideas into the real world at that point in time.
So then how did you end up in a coaching position?
After working as an accountant for a little bit, I finally, and doing all that kind of journaling and internal churn, I finally got a little bit smarter, and I started volunteering in a couple of different areas. I began doing some mentoring with kids. I volunteered at a crisis and suicide hotline, and this one wasn't volunteer, but I joined a writing group. And through those experiences, the crisis hotline was really informative for me because I got a phenomenal training. I learned that I loved helping people. I learned I was good at it. Like, I got promoted within the volunteer role to be a trainer. And I just was able to kind of have a data point that I had never had before as a result of that experience. So from there, I jumped into a coach training and then jumped into starting my own business. I had the helping skills pretty innately. Those are definitely my strength. But as I mentioned, the business and the marketing side of things took me a little bit longer to wrap my head around.
Okay, great. That's a great story. I'm glad I knew there was one in there. It's like, okay, let's pull it out of her. Good. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
What advice would you give to people right now? Just a little bit. So this would give them an idea of some things maybe you would even be doing with them if they were to hire your services. But what advice would you give to people who are stuck right now in a job that they really don't love?
Yeah. So the first thing that I would just flat out want to tell people is this is a solvable problem. So when you're in a job that you don't love, or you're feeling stuck as a business owner, or wherever you may be, it is uncomfortable and painful, and it can kind of get put on the back burner for a while and become just kind of this nagging thing, but it is solvable. So I just want people to know that. The place where, like I alluded to earlier, where I think people get stuck is solving it on your own can be particularly tricky. And just to give a small example of this, have you ever encountered somebody who just seemed to like always know what they wanted to do with their life?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. And yeah, so one of the things that I think that happens is people see instances of that where so-and-so just always seemed to know, but what they don't see is kind of the behind the scenes story. So when somebody seems to have a really clear understanding of their career path, in all likelihood, there was somebody who supported them along the way. So maybe there was a teacher who said, you know, you're really good at this, or a mentor who said, have you ever thought about, or a parent who signed them up for like the particular camp that fed into their interest. So on the outside, it looks like, oh, that person just knew, and they knew in isolation, and they knew who they were, and they went for it. But in reality, it's always a combo. It's always who you are and some type of guide or support who has helped you, oftentimes more than one, who has helped you along the way. So the advice I would give is, as an adult, if you're struggling, you're like, I don't know what I want. There must be something wrong with me because everybody else seems to know it and I don't know it. I would say, no, there is nothing wrong with you. The only thing is, as an adult, you need to bring in that support consciously, right? So for people who always seem to know, they just unconsciously got that support. It was there for them. Maybe they didn't really even have to think about it. But as an adult, if you're struggling, you need to consciously bring it in. So I would really encourage you to find a support. Obviously, we do a career coaching service, so I'd recommend our service. But at any rate, just having somebody who can be a neutral, supportive expert in your corner is just everything that you need. It makes such a difference.
Well, that's great. Do you have some new and exciting things that you're working on that our listeners could benefit from? And why don't you close today with telling our folks again where they can find you and how they might reach out to you?
Sure. So one thing that I'm most excited about is actually with our current clientele, we're working to provide even more good value, running some events for them. But in terms of your listeners, if they're interested in what I'm talking about, I'd recommend my book, Career Grease, How to Get Unstuck and Pivot Your Career. It's on Amazon. It's a friendly, light read that will really teach you the steps that you need to know. And you can find myself and my team at CardyCareerCoaching.com. That's Cardy, C-A-R-D-Y, CareerCoaching.com. We do accept new clients on an application basis. And if anything that I've said has resonated with you, I really encourage you to apply. As we've been talking about, I believe in that brighter future for you. And I think if you can take that first step, we'd love to help you along your way.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Allison, for sharing your insights today with everyone. I'm sure that there are a lot of people that feel stuck in, like you said, when you started out the interview, in a job that, you know, they just sort of found their way into without maybe really giving it a lot of conscious thought about what they really, really want to do. And we spend so much time at work, and it is a huge part of what makes us up as individuals. You know, that's why we did this show, Working From Your Happy Place, because I think when people love what they do, it doesn't feel like work. And so I'd love everybody to be able to experience that because it's pretty special. So thank you so much for being with us today.
You're so welcome. It was a wonderful conversation. Thank you for your great questions. I really appreciated them.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.